by tonight. Look for a breezy, cool day today with a high temperature in the middle 60s. I can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere in the area today. Tonight, chilly, mostly cloudy skies. The overnight low temperature by morning down to about 44. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. A little below normal, but not a bad day. High 67. We'll go down to 42 tomorrow night. Then on Thursday, we're back into the low 70s again and probably upper 70s by Friday with sunshine around. And then another storm system over the weekend. Once again, bad news on the pollen count, which will remain in the high to very high range for the next few days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
Do you have what it takes to beat the chicken at tic-tac-toe?
What the clock?
Then come into Wind Creek Montgomery Sundays through Thursdays, now through March 30th. Earn 100 base points, and you'll get to battle the chicken for a chance at $250 cash. Your entries will also qualify you for the grand prize drawing on March 30th, when you could win a share of $25,000 cash. So don't be a chicken. Come in and beat the chicken. Only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
What the clock? Bum, 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 bum.
Mr. Sandman. Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's amazing mattress and bedroom furniture liquidation sale. All 2018 model Serta, Restonic, and other mattresses must be sold this month. Bedroom suits as well as many odd chests, nightstands, and dressers gotta go. My warehouse lease is up and I have to downsize. A large group of bedroom mirrors are $15 to $35. A couple of cream-finished china cabinets for $200. Special groups of nice queen mattresses from $249, kings from $299. King mattresses with head-up adjustable bases from $599. Premium adjustable bases with dual massage, programmable positions, and underbed lighting from $699. Folks, Mr. Sandman has been voted Central Alabama's best mattress store for 2 decades. Visit both locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and our huge store on Highway 14 in Millbrook across from the Dollar General. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
One, two, three.
Going to be the chair of the intelligence committee.
You think they'll run him out?
And say you have evidence of Russian collusion.
You think they're going to run him out, Adam Schiff?
Yeah, I don't see how they can't. I don't think they will, but I don't see how you can't.
He's about as slimy as Avenatti.
Oh, he's worse. No, Avenatti just represents scumbags and porn stars. I mean, that's fine. You know, he tries to extort a few people. Who hadn't done that, you know? Who hadn't approached the company with the $20 million
Schiff
extortion?
Is dangerous because they give him a forum.
Yeah. Well, no, listen. You guys understand what the Gang of Eight sees? The Gang of Eight is the head of the Judiciary Committee, the head of the Intelligence Committee, the ranking member of each committee on both sides, House and Senate, and then the Majority Leader, the Minority Leader, the Speaker of the House, and the Minority Leader in the House. Those eight people are the civilian oversight, the legislative oversight of our intelligence community. They get briefings of the highest caliber. There's only one level above that, really, and that is the presidential daily briefing.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys see everything. And so when you are the chairman of the intelligence committee and you run out there on CNN and MSNBC and all these other things and you tell them, we have evidence of Russian collusion. You're not speaking on behalf of Adam Schiff for brains. You're not speaking on behalf of the district of whatever state you're from, California, wherever you represent. You're speaking on behalf of the intelligence community. People believe, well, you've seen more than we have.
Mm-hmm.
The Trump campaign yesterday, from Tim Murtaugh, director of communications for the Trump campaign, sent a memorandum to various television producers about the credibility of certain guests. And it's just a really brief one-and-a-half-page memo. And at first it just says, as you know, Special Counsel Mueller's report found no one associated with President Donald J. Trump's 2016 campaign colluded with Russia. So you really need to strongly think about who you have on as guests and how you approach it. And they mentioned Senator Richard Blumenthal, who's a noted liar, told people he was in Vietnam.
Yeah, I mean.
And wasn't. The Blumenthal's quote is, the evidence is pretty clear there was collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians. Representative Adam Schiff for Brains. I think there's plenty of evidence of collusion or conspiracy in plain sight. Representative Gerald Nadler.
Oh, I hate him.
Also on the Gang of Eight.
Huh.
There was obviously a lot of collusion. The question is how high? Every day, every so often, we get new information about their involvement. Representative Eric Swalwell.
That guy's creepy, too.
In our investigation, we saw strong evidence of collusion. DNC Chairman Tom Perez. And over the course of the last year, we've seen, I think, a mountain of evidence of collusion between the campaign and Russia. Former CIA Director John Brennan.
Oh, I hate this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I called his behavior treasonous.
Yeah.
Which is to betray anyone's trust and abet the enemy, and I stand very much by that claim. And so they said, moving forward, we ask you to employ basic journalism standards when looking with guests to appear anywhere in your universe of productions. You should begin by asking the basic question. Does this guest warrant further appearances in our programming given the outrageous and unsupported claims made in the past? At a minimum, if these guests do appear, you should replay the prior statements and challenge them to provide the evidence which prompted them to make the wild claims in the first place.
So the White House sent that to the media?
No, the campaign did. The campaign sent it to every single media outlet where these people had appeared.
Well, good for them. Now, didn't you say that the president is, he's not, he can't, these people committed slander and libel in a lot of cases. But because of his public position, that's out?
Well, they source everything. They'll say an anonymous source.
Yeah.
And it's hard to nail them on that.
Well, as a public figure, it's very, very difficult to prove a defamation claim.
I mean,
now Clarence Thomas has come out, and I agree with Clarence Thomas, that I think if you can defame a private citizen by just telling a falsehood that puts him in a negative light or damages his reputation or his business, then you should be able to do the same. I mean, the same standard should hold true whether you're famous or not. You know, and some people don't seek fame. They become public figures quite by mistake. The father may be famous. You know, Don Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'll give you an example. Tiffany Trump. Now, Don Jr. and Ivanka, they're out all the time.
Yeah.
And pushing policy positions and campaigning. Tiffany Trump is not.
Mm-hmm.
She was the daughter of Marla Maples. Different personality, raised differently, and just for whatever reason seeks a quieter, more less visible life. Less visible life. Not more private necessarily, but more a little bit less visible. Is she a public figure? There's not a court in the country that would not declare her a general purpose public figure. So you can start slandering her. You can lie about her all day long and twice on Sunday. And she has a very, very difficult burden to prove.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because she was born to a famous man?
Yeah.
And a famous mother? She was born to a real estate developer and an international supermodel who the real estate developer later became a pop icon and television show host and producer and later president. And so now people can lie about you and destroy your life.
You can't do anything about it.
I mean, that seems awfully strange.
Yeah.
I think the defamation laws in the United States have a long way to go.
Yeah, it seems like this would be a good start. I mean, we need to raise our standards a little bit, I would think.
Well, we don't want to get to where we're in New Zealand, where you can get 14 years in prison for hosting the manifesto from the shooter over there. Speaking of, didn't that leave the news awfully quickly?
Very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
50 people killed in a mosque. It was on the news for like 3 days, and now, and think about those poor people in the Netherlands who got shot and killed.
Yeah.
They were on the news for like an hour.
Yeah. Sounds like a school shooting that just disappears.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Or a dry run. Yeah, Las Vegas. No answers there.
Yeah. It is not acceptable for people to be able to get away with what they've done to President Trump. And what they've done to our country. And they knew they were lying the whole time.
Yeah, they did.
For these politicians.
I think some of them did.
Like saying that Gang of Eight people to be doing that.
I saw an interview with Clapper.
Clapper?
You brought her, you Clapper.
I hardly know her.
I saw an interview with Clapper on, I think it was CNN.
Wow.
It may have been Jake Tapper.
Tapper?
You brought her, you Tapper. Barely know her.
Tapper and Clapper, were they together?
Sometimes Tapper leads to Clapper.
See, this is why I don't disclose my last name. This is exactly what I was talking about.
Well, you don't want your little children's teachers to know?
Yeah, I volunteered to come here. I don't know why.
But anyway, I saw an interview with Clapper, and he basically said, look, you know, it's possible that our initial look at this, we got some wrong information, you know, that we thought there was something there that wasn't, and that's why they did the thorough investigation and it all worked out in the end. The other thing he did in this interview was he totally backed the bus over Obama. These guys are not going to take the fall for Obama. I'm telling you right now.
Mm-hmm.
James Clapper ain't going to prison for anybody.
Obama, it's very interesting. He hasn't been in the news much.
No.
Of course, George W. wasn't either, but he did not want to be. But it's interesting how I think Obama's fallen out of favor with some of the left.
I think he has as well.
I think he has as well.
You think he's still in the country?
Oh, yeah.
I think he spends a lot of time in jurisdictions that don't have treaties with the United States. Extradition treaties.
What he said was
Obama directed this. Obama ordered this. Obama started this. Obama wanted the answers. He kept pushing us on this to get to the bottom of it.
I believe he did.
I believe he did too. But what he's saying is anything we did was at the direction of that old man, not us. We were just. I mean, he's basically playing the mid-level Nazi defense.
Golly.
You know, the Nuremberg defense. We were just good soldiers. We were following the law. I don't know, man. It's tough. Prosecutors have dropped the cases against Jussie Smollett.
I wonder why. Hard to prove.
There's video
of it.
And text messages.
I'll tell you why. Because he's rich, and he's famous, and he's black, and he's liberal, and he hates Trump. And the police department was furious at him. But who knows what the city prosecutor is, and you got Rahm Emanuel in there as mayor.
Yeah. Why do they still have him as mayor?
No, I don't think he's running again.
No, he's not. He's not running again.
I don't think he's running again. But I mean, that's why they dropped it. And it's a perfect time to do it, because what's going to happen to... I mean, it's going to garner news, right? And every bit of news it garners is news that does not reflect poorly on Democrats. I've gotten a lot of compliments on my bumper music today. Got a little disco theme, a little soul theme going.
Gotta love it.
A little Cheryl Lynn. You gotta be real, Jack, with your bumper music.
Listen, I don't disagree.
You guys can get all in a tiffy, but we play the greatest bumper music of all time.
A tiffy or a tizzy?
Tiffy.
Is there a difference?
Yeah, oh yeah. Tizzy is what you people call it. Tiffy's what I call it. We'll be back.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Sam McClure at the Adoption Law Firm. Whether your concern is infant adoptions, foster adoptions, or foreign adoptions, the Adoption Law Firm exists to make the adoption process smooth and affordable. Contact my friend Sam McClure at the Adoption Law Firm, 546-2009, or check him out online, theadoptionfirm.com. Again, my friend Sam McClure, 546-2009, or online, theadoptionfirm.com.
No representations made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other attorneys.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcast. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
My friends at Midtown Pizza Kitchen, generous sponsors of this hour of the program. Man, this bumper music today makes me want to put on some bell bottoms.
A butterfly collar.
Amen.
Yeah.
Grow some chest
gold
hair.
Gold chain.
Yes, yes, yes. Wander around the streets with a long stride.
Some of those big old platform heels.
Yes.
I bet they have those.
Maybe a hat with a feather in it. You know what I mean?
Looking like a pimp.
Yes. I mean, I'm... Just tell me you wouldn't want to walk down the street like that one time.
All right, next time, give me a heads up, and I'm going to Facebook Live that next time y'all do that.
What, the dance we just did?
Yes.
You didn't know we had dances in here, did you? Our number, 272-922. We might Facebook Live a little bit today. We'll have some fun with it. I got a new shirt on. You guys can check out my new shirt. It's pretty. I think it's pretty. You guys may not like it. It's kind of 70s-ish looking. Nah. A little throwback. It's not like something I normally wear, so I feel very uncomfortable today.
Oh.
I bought it. I've never worn it. Now I'm wearing it. But anyway, I usually wear stripes or checks or
a plaid
or something. Not really patterns. Not really a...
It's not really a pattern.
Whatever this is. Just sort of flowers.
Now, if it was Hawaiian print or something like that, I'd be like,
nah. I'd wear the hell out of a Hawaiian print.
Really?
Hell yeah. I love
that time
Hawaiian
in the Keys.
I gotta watch out for those Hawaiian prints.
Yeah,
big old pattern to make me look like.
Especially with like bright pink.
Where's that
some
bitch in?
Our number 272-922. Hold on, real quickly. You got to talk to our friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. They're generous sponsors of this program each and every day. I talked to Madeline Penley this morning, or whatever her new married name is, over there this morning. She hadn't been married long, so forgive me for forgetting it. And they are doing a fantastic amount of business over there. Why? Because interest rates have slowed down just a little bit. Interest rates
have slowed
down.
Are they still down like they were last week?
Yes, it's unbelievable.
I have not gotten my stuff together.
You need to do it now. Call today. 567-4223. You know how many people in our audience are like, Tricia, I know interest rates are low, but I was out sunning by the pool all day.
Trisha was not out sunning by the
pool. I have a chance to do it yet.
I guarantee
you that. I haven't been able to call Alabama Home Mortgage and save hundreds of dollars per month. I'll get to it when I get to it.
I could pay somebody else to do the crap I do if I did it.
I know. Think about it. You could have help.
I'm so stupid. I'm,
you are. You need to call her, and I'll stop calling you stupid when you call her. 567-4223, NMLS number 1586368, Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage, Equal Housing Lenders. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you on a daily basis from 9 to 2. Trisha's here on a Tuesday.
I saw an interesting article that Obama has talked to some of these freshman Democrats saying, hey, it's cool you have big, bold ideas, but you need to think about the nitty-gritty, how you're going to implement them and how you're going to pay for them. And everybody's going, what? Obama's worrying about what something might cost, but he knows this could hurt them in their next campaigns. You know, you've thrown out all these gazillion-dollar ideas with no price tag, and it's going to hurt you when you run again. So I thought that was pretty interesting that he is.
Has anybody besides Ocasio-Cortez come out with stuff like that?
Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren want to pay for everybody's college to trillions of dollars.
Yeah.
And now what is it, that Yang guy wants to give everybody $1,000 a month?
And guarantee no circumcisions.
Yeah.
Well, I want Wang away from my Wang.
Well, he wants skin in the game, I'll just say
I want Yang away from my kid's Wang. My kid's body. You stay away from my kid's body.
Goodness gracious.
Well, you sound like a woman in an abortion.
Well, that's different. That's murder.
Oh!
That's murder.
I know.
Speaking of abortion, two stories on that front today. One is the never-ending winning party going on at the White House right now. Donald Trump expands order defunding International Planned Parenthood to stop more abortion funding.
This
is a build off of the executive order he issued the first week. But also, a court up in Ohio, where is this story? Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals up in Ohio overturned a lower court ruling and upheld a 2016 Ohio law that rerouted state funding away from Planned Parenthood. And now Ohio is completely defunding Planned Parenthood and other abortion organizations in the state. The Sixth Circuit said private organizations do not have a constitutional right to obtain governmental funding to support their activities. The state has no obligation to pay for a woman's abortion. Case after case establishes that a government rate may refuse to subsidize abortion services. That case will be headed to the Supreme Court on a petition for cert. Whether or not it's granted is a different story. Keep in mind right now we have only 4 conservatives. John Roberts has become a flaming liberal. Who is this?
Hey, it's Clint.
Hey, Clint. What's on your mind?
Good morning.
Good morning. I just called to say good morning, Trish.
Oh, that's so sweet. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. And Baron and Jack, hope you guys are well.
We are,
we're
Clint.
We're feeling like
and
a
you?
Million bucks, my friend.
Hey, my question for you here.
All right.
Now, the DM said, the DOJ bar said he can, will release what he can by law.
Mm-hmm.
And the DMs have said, well, they have wavered those standards. Now, how can they do that?
Say it again.
Barr said he would, the Mueller report, he would release what he could by law.
Right.
And the Dems said the other day that, they will waiver.
Ooh, keep doing that.
Those standards.
Well, they can't, you mean waive those standards.
Yeah, waiver.
Yeah, they can't waive grand jury privileges, and they can't waive, the Democrats, Clint, let me tell you something. They are becoming fast a party that cannot be trusted for anything.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, and so don't worry about what the Democrats say or do. The law will be followed. I do appreciate your call, Clint. You're a good contributor to the program, and we appreciate you checking in with us. All right, our number, 272-9228. Again, just in case you didn't hear during the last segment, Chicago police have dropped all charges against Jussie Smollett for filing a false police report following an alleged hate crime attack. It's hard out there for the Trump fans. It is easy, easy peasy. It's an easy peasy life to be a never Trumper.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want with impunity.
Exactly.
Someone said, damn, the Mueller report's exonerating everyone, even Jussie Smollett.
Yeah.
Number of terrorist attacks decreases globally. You know who predicted this would happen when President Trump became president?
Baron Coleman?
Baron Coleman predicted this would happen. I could go find the tape, or you could wind it back, or you could just go into our podcast archives and find it. Number of victims has decreased by about 50%, maybe more, in the last 2 years since the election. The number of global terror attacks has also decreased by about 40%. Stupid writing. This says less people fell victim. Guys, can we go over real quickly the difference between less and fewer? It's not less calories, fewer calories.
Mm-hmm.
It's not less people, fewer people. If you can count them, if they are individual units that can be counted, it's fewer.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a volume, less water, less milk, less crime, fewer crimes, less crime. See the difference?
I do.
See the difference.
Thank you for the grammar lesson.
Crimes can be counted. One assault. Two batteries, 5 murders, 10 rapes. Those can be counted.
So they're fewer.
Fewer crimes. Crime is a broad concept.
So
it's a volume. Less crime, fewer crimes.
That makes complete sense.
Fewer
so if you
people.
Count it, it's fewer.
Fewer people. Less noise,
mm-hmm.
Fewer noises. Individual noises. Is it honking? Is it clapping? Is it smacking? Is it fewer noises, less noise?
Uh-huh.
So when I see a distinguished journalistic outfit say less people fell victim, I just
lose it.
I just want to trash the whole story. But there's good data in here, so I'm not going to. Fewer people fell victim to terrorists in countries like Syria, Iraq, Yemen, and Somalia. Imagine that.
You should red pin it and email it to them.
I ought to. Guys, if Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton weren't funding terrorism in places like Syria, Iraq, Yemen, and Somalia for the last 10 years, 8 years, we wouldn't have had this trouble.
No.
If George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, and George W. Bush hadn't been funding these guys, we wouldn't have this problem.
It's amazing.
Trump gets in there, pulls the plug on the funding, and the number of victims goes down by half.
It really makes it obvious that that's what was going on, doesn't it?
It does. It does. It does. It does. It does.
It's terrible.
I mean, it's down across the board. In Iraq, the number of victims is down from 3,400 to 1,100.
How evil are these people that they care nothing about humanity?
You know, there's I saw an interesting video last night. I'm not going to say what it was because I don't want people to go look it up and think I'm weird. But I get on these globalism rabbit trails and I can't stop.
Especially if it's on YouTube because they just feed you more things.
There's a globalism trail on YouTube you can follow forever.
Yeah.
I mean, thousands of them.
Mm-hmm.
I got on this globalism trail and I was listening to somebody explain what globalism is and relay a conversation he allegedly had along the way. Whether or not he had the conversation is irrelevant because what he said about globalism is true. He said, aren't you worried about the, hold on. Aren't you worried about the effect your policies have on people? And he said, mind your own business. Why do you care? Why do you care about them? What difference does it have on you? You take care of yourself and your family. Don't you worry about these other people. And he said, but what we're doing to these people is awful. Now, you can't do this. You know, these are humans. He's like, to hell with these people. They're not me. They're not my family. I'm taking care of my family. I'm doing what I can for my people. Don't worry about these other people. You need to stop worrying about all these other people.
It's crazy.
That's the way they look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Humans are no different than a row of corn.
A commodity.
They're trees to be cut down and sawed into toothpicks.
Just for what they can be used for.
Yes. We're mm-hmm. just any other animal. We're mink on a mink farm being used for, you know, in globalism, I know, and I hate doing this because, and if you're on hold, sit tight, I'll be with you. Or call back. I hate doing this because but it's the most obvious two examples. What happened in the 20th century, the recent examples, they're examples everybody knows. What happened in the 20th century with communism and Nazism, National Socialism, really two sides of the same coin, is no different from modern globalism. It's just no different. They just realize they can't be so in your face about it.
Yeah.
And they have to do it more subtly, or you won't accept it. You'll fight back.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really no different, because it's commoditizing humanity. When Stalin wanted to punish Ukraine, he cut off their grain, cut off their water, and tens of millions of people died.
Mm-hmm.
When Mao decides he wants to reform culture in China, 50, 60 million people have to die. When Hitler decides he has no place anymore for the Jews and the others, you know, Jews get all the press, but it's really, they were only half of the alleged victims in the, I don't know how many there were, 10 million, 12 million, 15 million, 20 million, whatever there were. But only half of them were Jewish. The rest of the people were other people he didn't like, other types. So there were a lot of people he was trying to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
And it was commodity. It was a commodity. And this country's not immune either. Manifest Destiny in the 1840s. You go read. I'm trying to think of the best example. Probably what happened to the Navajo in 1846 to 50, right in there. They had a sacred ground named Canyon de Chelly. It's actually more beautiful, I think, than the Grand Canyon, which is just a big ditch. This was a sacred ground, and the Navajo would sort of meet there and all this stuff, and they had defined boundaries. They had four mountains they weren't allowed to go beyond. Their gods told them that this was their boundary and this was their sacred ground, and they weren't able to go beyond that. But they weren't they were bad dudes, but they weren't necessarily the wild, uncultured savages we like to think they were. They had, for example, a corn planting, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of acres of grain planted. They raised sheep, and they raised livestock, and they had cities, and they had, I mean, it was a pretty advanced civilization for what we think of Southwest Indians and Plains Indians. It's a pretty advanced civilization. And the folks that went out there, they initially tried to talk them into, well, we'll put you on reservations and we'll try to take care of you. When that didn't work, they just systematically starved them to death.
Mm-hmm.
They went around burning their grain fields. They killed all their livestock. And that wasn't exactly the best land to try to start over on. You know, this has taken centuries to get this land in an order that they could use it. And when it was all crushed in one generation, or just a few years, it actually made it impossible for them to recover. So they finally were so broken, they started showing up on these reservations. Well, the reservations, they had the filthy water, and there was poison, toxins in the water from operations out there that had been undertaken. I mean, they just systematically exterminated these people in a few short years.
Mm-hmm.
And so we like to point out the horrors of Nazism. But, you know, we had a president come along and said, we're going to go to the Pacific Ocean under my tenure. And what they had to do to get there. And if you compare the amount of ground they covered from St. Louis to the Pacific Ocean, and then go back and compare it from Berlin to Moscow, or Berlin to the Russian border, which is what Hitler was trying to do, it's about the exact same amount of land. And they, you know, the United States looked out and said, we need more space. Hitler looked out and said, Lebensraum, we need more space. Living space. That's what Lebensraum is, living space. And telling you, I'm not saying, you know, this country's, I mean, I think it's the greatest country that ever existed, the United States, but it's not without its fault. It's not without its fault. But globalism is just modern use of these same tools.
Mm-hmm.
The slow extermination of certain people, those who can't be exterminated, the infiltration of those people, their political ideas, the destruction of Western civilization, and eventually bringing them to heel.
And they just think of it as survival of the fittest.
Well, I don't think they think of it that way. It's just we have something and they don't, so we can exploit them and they can't resist it. And we can get richer, and we can consolidate more power, and there's nothing they can do about it. And so I'm taking care of my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, and my family line, and my friends, and my associates, my businesses, and I'm not really worried about them. And that's, I don't know. I'm playing Let's Do It Again. Because we're doing the same thing over and over. History is humanity's history. The story of humanity is subjugation, slavery, and death, with very brief periods of peace in between. We've gotten lucky because we were all born in that very brief period. But it's humanity's rough. It's a rough and tumble world. 22 minutes before 11 o'clock. Sorry to depress everybody right before lunch. We'll be back.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, kids.
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hey, y'all, it's Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on this beautiful, ever-flowing Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. Let's talk about that river. You know, we rent out pontoon boats. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card, a little common sense, and we can get you fixed up and we'll cruise down this up and down the river, get down here and have a little fun. We'll fix you up something good to eat, too. If you want to have a little picnic out there, we'll grill you up a amberjack pull boy or maybe a hamburger. We got all kind of good eating. So we got a steamer. We steam those shrimp from Argentina. Those beautiful. Big old fat snow crab legs. So I know we got something good for you. Let's talk about that live entertainment we got this Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. Marky Blue and the Rick Latino Project. That's right. Marky's got is just an incredible singer. Got that old blues going on, and it'll be Sunday at 5 o'clock. And when you come down here, you're going to notice something going on. That's the RV park that's under construction. That's right. Putting a campground in, so when your in-laws come, you can send them down here and tell them bring the camper and then come stay with us. If y'all get down here soon, come hungry, we're looking for you.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's decidedly cooler out there today, and it's going to be jacket weather by tonight. Look for a breezy, cool day today with a high temperature in the middle 60s. I can't rule out an isolated shower somewhere in the area today. Tonight, chilly, mostly cloudy skies. The overnight low temperature by morning down to about 44. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. A little below normal, but not a bad day. High 67. We'll go down to 42 tomorrow night. Then on Thursday, we're back in the low 70s again, and probably upper 70s by Friday with sunshine around, and then another storm system over the weekend. Once again, bad news on the pollen count, which will remain in the high to very high range for the next few days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Confident about the economy this month, consumer confidence declined in March as measured by the Conference Board, though it still remains at a strong level. The group's Senior Director of Economic Indicators, Lynn Franco, says confidence has been somewhat volatile over the past few months, with volatility in the financial markets, the partial government shutdown, and a weak February jobs report. However, she says consumers remain confident the economy will continue expanding in the near term. One of the giants of the cruise business is reporting a disappointing quarter and is lowering its expectations for this year. Carnival Corporation says it made less money over the recent quarter than the previous year. Its business improved and passengers were spending more on ships, but that was offset by higher expenses for fuel and currency exchange rates. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Weather hits. The right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin premium wiper blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled streak-free, long-lasting all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin premium wiper blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart and other fine retailers.
Cornerstone Managing General Agency wants to come to your business and help get you started on the right track to saving money on your health insurance plans primarily, but also disability and life and what other plans you offer your employees. I've worked at places over the years that offered all of those and more. Hell, I had so much insurance one place I worked, I thought I worked for an insurance company. I'm not kidding. We had health insurance, life insurance. It wasn't much. It was like $50,000, like a burial policy. You have a nice fancy burial and a little bit to grieving so your widow can take the week off or whatever. And then we had a disability policy. We had a cancer policy they threw on there for no reason. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you almost hoped you ended up with cancer. It was like $3,500 a month for the rest of your life or whatever it was. It was something ridiculous. But, I had all these policies, and I thought, I'm better off dead, injured, sick, disabled than I am working. I started doing the math. I was like, okay, she ended up with money for the rest of her life if I could just get hit by a truck, but not die, and then die like the day before my policy expires. Anyway, no, don't get any ideas back at home. I don't have all that insurance anymore. But anyway, Cornerstone Managing General Agency wants to take care of you. Get over there. Hey, let me tell you, it's hard to walk away from a company that provides that kind of insurance for you, though. When they got the good bennies, you stay. Mm-hmm. You stay forever. And right now in this environment, everybody I know has been contacted by somebody trying to hire them away. Everybody. You know, and, you know, if you're a nice place to work and you got good insurance benefits, you stay. If not, hit the road, Jack. So things to consider. Get on the phone with Cornerstone Managing General Agency, 356-1502. 356-1502. You can check them out online, cornerstonemga.com. cornerstonemga.com. Did we talk about McCarthy saying Adam Schiff should step down?
We didn't say McCarthy said it.
Not specifically.
Yeah, the minority leader, Kevin McCarthy, who wants to be speaker again in 2020.
I didn't think he'd ever been speaker.
What do you think of him?
I don't know. I'm having a hard time.
I have a hard time reading this guy.
Mm-hmm, me too.
Half the time I'm like, globalist corporate is whore. And then every now and then he says something, I'm like, maybe.
I think he and Martha Rubbe are pretty good buds.
Well, that doesn't speak well for him.
Well, you know, he's in the leadership for sure.
Well.
I know. But I don't know enough about it. Where's he from?
California.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, we're just ruled by our coastal betters here in the heartland. I mean, the whole leadership. Chuck Schumer is from New York. Nancy Pelosi's from California. Kevin McCarthy's from California. The only one of the four leadership positions is for Cocaine Mitch, who claims he's from Kentucky, but really is from an international shipping magnate that ships cocaine around the world.
He was born in Alabama.
Was he?
Up by the Double Puddle? Wasn't he up there somewhere?
Yeah, Tuscumbia, I think.
Oh, he was way up there. Yeah, that's basically Tennessee. They don't even get Alabama TV over there. He didn't even know he was in Alabama. Trust me, try to run a campaign and pick up the Shoals. It cost a fortune.
I've been there. Yeah, we've done
it. It's tough. It's tough to get them.
Yeah.
You got to really target them up there.
Yeah, you betcha there, Baron.
Dr. Dre boasts about his daughter getting into USC all on her own. Because he was making fun of the people over there.
Does she play sports?
No. He posted a photo with the caption, "My daughter got accepted into USC all on her own, no jail time, !" But he was forced to delete it after it was pointed out in 2013 he had donated $70 million to USC.
He did it the right way.
That's right.
He did it the right way.
It was a grace period.
He opened the Jimmy Iovine and Andre Young Academy for the Arts, Technology, and Business of Innovation.
See, he did it the right way.
And then his daughter, of course, just happened to get into USC.
You just can't put it in an individual's pocket.
I'm gonna make a prediction. Now, I think my kids are lovely. I think they're above board, very smart children. But there's some schools around the country that are very hard to get into. Let's take a school like MIT.
Yeah.
They take like 1% of people who apply or something stupid. And if you're not a valedictorian with a perfect SAT score and a 4.5 GPA and extracurriculars like you volunteered, you know, in the Peace Corps in Zambia or whatever. Yeah. You're not getting in. I'm guessing if I donated $70 million to MIT, I might be able to sneak one of my kids in there. I'd like to try that if anyone has $70 million they would donate. Because I have some children who want to go to college, and I keep reminding them, there are seven of you.
Yeah.
You're probably not getting a car either.
Yeah. One car for all of you.
Who's this? Hello?
Nope.
I was told yesterday a national radio program that used to be based out of Alabama, a national sports radio program that used to be based out of Alabama, had a caller seminar yesterday.
Hmm.
Opened up the program and said, "We're having a caller seminar. You people have been lousy on the phones. And if you don't tighten up, I'm not taking your calls anymore."
You think they listen to you?
Who listens?
Everybody.
Who listens?
Everybody.
I'm telling you, I'm going to go back to the caller seminar. That's the fifth person I put on hold. And I brought that person in like 10 seconds.
Hmm. Maybe they got pulled over by the police.
I don't care. Hey, I'm taking the phone. You guys can call all you want. Your phones are down. There we go. No more blinking in my eyes. I got to undo the other one, too, though.
Where's Carolyn?
She's having, like, 40 people over to her house Thursday.
She didn't tell me anything about that. She gave me a different excuse. Did she lie to me?
Well, that's not what she told me. She told me that
she lied.
She had a lot of running around to do.
Ooh,
and I know she's having
that can be scandalous.
Well...
We'll be back.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with with Greg Nudell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here, I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem, too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
They've sold 75 million albums worldwide. They've had 20 top 10 singles. And on Friday, March 29th, they'll be live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. The Commodores. Entertaining audiences for over 50 years. From Tuskegee, Alabama, it's the Commodores.
You're once, twice, three times a lady.
Live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center Friday, March 29th at 7:30 p.m. Get your tickets now at the Impact Box Office and Ticketmaster. The Commodores.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids, noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family, one that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home. Okay, I'm coming.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at myguardiancu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Before the top of the hour. Some conversations just stay off the air.
Yes, we had a very titillating conversation off air.
You know who offers titillating concrete services?
Oh, boy.
A man, Tom Latham, over at Benny Earn Concrete Technologies. He's a good man. He's a good guy. He understands the business inside and out. He really, really understands what it takes to survive in that business. And he's just a, look, he's just a phone call away, 284-9292. 284-9292. You can check him out online, pennyearn.co. But where he really shines, where you really should check him out, is on that Facebook page. You go to Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. Just search it. Just search it. Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. And you'll be amazed. You'll see pictures, videos. His employees are top-notch. There's just no shortage of stuff going on over at Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. So when you get the opportunity, slide by there. Our number, 272-9228.
I'm mad, Baron.
What are you mad about?
Smollett.
I am, too. That's bull crap.
That they're dropping the charges against him. This guy goes and fakes a hate crime.
Yeah.
Gets all the police stirred up. Gets the whole community stirred up. Gets the whole nation stirred up. They go and investigate. They spend money, time, and resources running these people down for a story that he made up. And now they're going to drop charges against him because he's privileged.
Purely for political reasons.
That pisses me off.
Purely for political reasons.
Absolutely. Oh, they were wearing MAGA hats. You know, it makes up a story.
Yeah. Let me tell you, if you were in Chicago, if you were in Chicago and you were white, famous, not famous, doesn't matter. You were white. Let's say you're famous. You're white. You're on a TV show. He's a good-looking man on a primetime TV show.
Right.
This is like the pinnacle of an acting career. If you were a good-looking white man in Chicago on a primetime TV show, and you had two white friends beat you up in downtown Chicago, and
black
you blamed it on two black men.
Mm-hmm.
You said two black guys in Obama t-shirts
mm-hmm.
beat me up and said, "Get out of here. This is Democrat black country."
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you would have your charges dropped when they found out you faked it?
No, not at all.
Nope. It's terrible.
The timing is to try to get the Donald Trump story off the front page.
Uh-huh.
I really do.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I'm flipping around all the CNN and MSNBC and all that, because...
they all covering it.
Well, this is the opportunity. They wanted some reason to not talk about Trump. They had mm-hmm. to talk about whatever's on the news. They wanted some reason to not talk about it. So now, we get to... You know, they spent 2.5 years building up this Russian collusion narrative. And they're going to cover the fact that there was no Russian collusion in 36 hours and be done with it. And we'll never mention it again. It's not coming back. This is the story. Jussie Smollett having his charges dropped for faking a MAGA hate crime.
Yeah.
This is the story that took Robert Mueller off the front pages of every newspaper in the country.
Well, he's a pissant, two-bit actor... who's probably making a ton of money, he's got a lot of fame and fortune. He goes out and fakes this, and there's no repercussions for this.
He's going to come out more famous in the end.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah, he's going to come out more famous.
So he's going to get exactly
what all the left is going to be patting him on the back, saying what a great guy he
mm-hmm.
is.
This guy, don't forget the horrific thing this guy did. He was called by the Chicago police and asked to come identify the two people. They said, "We've caught the two people. We want you to come identify them."
And he was going to send innocent
He was going to send two innocent mm-hmm. white people to jail.
Yep.
He thought they'd caught two innocent white people, and he was going to send them to jail.
Yep.
I mean, this is outrageous.
It's going to lead to further division in our nation.
Oh, hell yes.
This makes people mad.
It's awful. It's awful.
Well, there's enough bad stuff going on out there that you don't have to go fake something to make yourself more famous.
But when I covered this the first time, this is why people do it, is because if you're not a victim in this country, you ain't.
Yeah, well.
You're just not.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, victim is what it's about. You can go down the levels of intersectionality, but if you're not some kind of victim, if you're not being persecuted by somebody, if your life isn't harder than everybody else's, you're nobody. You know, if you grow up in a middle-class life and you attend good schools in a nice neighborhood and have a roof over your head, you never have to skip meals, you drive around in a car at 16 and you go to college at 18 and you get a job and you're making, you know, 40 grand a year and you're working your way up, climbing the corporate ladder, and you find yourself, you know, 40 years old making 80 grand and you got two kids and three cars and you vacation 2 weeks a year. You go down the Gulf of Mexico, maybe you go up to the mountains 1 week a year, and then you're saving for retirement and your kids are doing well in school and they're not on drugs and they're not trannies.